Hello, welcome to Shitheads Walk. I'm your host, Thomas O'Mankey, and I'm here with the other host, Ranger Daniel.
Hello.
On a Shitheads Walk here, we shit while we walk, but we have fascinating talks. We've always got some questions up our sleeves to ask, maybe for you to answer as well. But for now, we're going to answer it between ourselves. I'd like to start things off here tonight. 4:30 at the minute, leaving school after school band practice. I'd like to start off tonight with a little question. If you had a fire alarm and you could use it anywhere to clear any space or any area, where would you use the fire alarm?
See, thinking about it, I think I would maybe the hospital.
Why the hospital, may I ask?
Don't like sick people.
What about all the poor little babies that have been prematurely born?
Survival of the fittest.
You're calling little babies fit and hot?
No.
Okay. Good answer. Good question. Good answer. Quite a thoughtful question. It's, I don't know if you feel like this, but I feel like, we're both like Socrates and like Plato.
Yeah.
Like the ancients.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like philosophers, and it's just like just these questions, it's just how the mind like actually like begins to like come up with these questions. Honestly, it's just like fascinating.
Yeah,
it's just like, wow, like how are we living on this earth where like, does anybody really know if ladybug shit liquid?
I mean, I don't know, it's a hell of a question, that one.
Are they the shit cubes or shit balls like rabbits? Imagine having to,
you have to get a microscope for that, I reckon.
Yeah. Imagine having to shit liquid all the time. That'd be awful.
Yeah.
Awful world we live in. Awful. Awful. I got, have you got any questions?
I'm thinking of some questions right now.
You need me to ask you another one while you're thinking?
I'm currently thinking. I'm in deep thought.
Okay. I spy with my little eye. Something beginning with B. That direction.
Bottle.
No. Close. Got one vowel and
one vowel
four consonants. Do you need another hint?
Yeah.
It's usually on top of a tree.
Ah, birds.
No.
Beaver.
No. It's usually connected onto a twig.
Oh. What?
It's usually connected onto a twig.
The
answer was branch. Have you thought of any questions?
Would you rather have glasses to see through everything, or glasses to see.
Am I blind or?
No, it's just you can't see.
So I can't see at all?
Yeah.
But if I get the cool superhero glasses, I can see through everything.
Yeah, but you can't see.
Would I be able to see through my blindness?
No, because you can't see.
I'd probably get the super hero one, and then I'd probably give it to a homeless man. And then he can just say, look, everyone, I've got cool glasses, but I'm homeless. And then it's like, no one will believe him. Like,
yeah.
At all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, there's a crazy man that thinks he's got cool glasses, but he just got them from Specsavers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you were a therian, which insect would you want you to give a lap dance to, want a lap dance from?
Let me think.
Very, like, thinky questions at the minute.
Maybe some kind of beetle.
A beetle.
Yeah.
It's better, so if you chose bee, they might sting you.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah. Especially in the no go zone.
Yeah.
Beetles, cool. I like beetles. Would it be like a dung beetle?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I'd honestly probably do. Because I like the ratio and like the wingspan, I'd probably either say a butterfly or a moth.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've got their, like, the proboscis as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like they're able to, like, tickle you.
Yeah.
And, If you were a therian, what animal would you be?
I think I would be...
Would be a hyrax, maybe.
Yeah, hyrax. I like them. I relate to them.
Yeah, it's like...
I've got a question.
Yeah?
Would you rather have your tongue as a grappling hook, and it's, like, really long?
Yeah.
Or your tongue as, like... how Spider-Man can climb walls, but you have to do it with your tongue.
What's some little things called that, like, eat frogs with their tongue? Not like a toad, but like one of the things in, like, the trees, the thing that, like, can turn invisible. What's like one of them?
The thingy.
Yeah, one of them. It's like the
chameleon.
So it's either I can just be a chameleon that has a cool tongue grappling hook.
Yeah.
Or they kind of grapple, like, anything with the grappling hook.
Yeah.
Grapple anything. Probably have to say the cool tongue grappling hook.
Yeah. Very good. Good choice.
Because then I can just, like, steal things. And just, like, imagine, like, having a really annoying, like, seagull or something. And you just, like, grapple them out of the air.
Yeah.
And just, like, curb stomp him.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were a true therian,
yeah.
What animal would you be, or insect, or just, like, anything but, like, living, but not human, except, like, plants, if you know what I mean?
Mm.
What would you pick?
I reckon being a fish would be quite chill and relaxing.
Yeah.
They're just a fish.
Chill life, cruel death.
Yeah.
Like any fish.
No, maybe one of, like, one of the big ones are hard to catch.
Yeah, one of them. Like catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody will think that you're faking them out, they'll ask you anything.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, oh, look, come in, catfish. And you'll just be like, no, you're not a catfish. You're a catfish, and they're thinking you're a catfish.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me, I'm really a catfish. Yeah. No, you're like, fake it, you're faking it out to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, just had a little trip there.
Oh, okay. it's all right. Happens to the best of us.
Moving on. Should we just like speak up about some stories or things that's happened?
Yeah.
I've got a good story that actually happened to me the other day. In music, and there's one of my friend's guitars that's sitting there, James Isaac Cockley's guitar.
Yeah.
And the guitar's just sitting there and just laying there. It's like nobody's fingering the guitar.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how lonely he feels.
Yeah.
So it's just like, why don't we detune his guitar? It's just like, yeah, get rid of him. Like, two Davy Close, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, TS-18, 3BJ. It's just like, that's like sort of stuff, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. So we like untuned the guitar, filmed a little video, and I think the joke was taken like a bit. Like, it was supposed to be a joke, but then we realised we actually did wrong. And,
yeah, like Batman.
Yeah, but like Judas from the Last Supper.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some guy removed from choirs in the school, and, yeah, that was quite cool. And, got some special mentions for our podcast today. I want to give a big shout out to all the homeless people that done crack tonight.
Yeah.
Big shout out to you. Oh, we'll actually do again. If you get a good night, if I say like whatever's like going on with you, if you know what I mean. So you get a good night if you've been to Tesco's today and you bought up a bowl of pomegranates. You get a good night tonight if you don't crack as a homeless person.
Yeah.
Big good night to you. If you untuned someone's guitar today, you get a good night.
Good night to you if you're on crack right now.
If you're on crack right now listening to this podcast, good night. Good night to all the people that I know. And bad evening to all the people I don't like. Sky's cloudy at the minute. Not many stars. There's two people screaming at each other from across the road. I think they're
some sort of rivalry, I think.
The dogs have to get into like a entanglement of some sort. But they're like having an argument from across the road. And they're just like standing about 6-7 meters apart, and they're just stood there, just looking into each other's eyes with like fierce like stare of like blood and anguish. And it's just like, your dog bit my dog. Well, my nan has malaria, so you can't say that to me. It's like, oh, I'm sorry to your grandmother. And it's like, it's fine, I love my grandmother. In year five, something shit. Sorry about that. Sorry. This is supposed to be a podcast that you're able to sleep to. It's supposed to be a calming podcast. It's yeah, but like someone in year five, he had the he had like a really like flicky ruler where he could like flick stuff off the end on it, and he shit himself. So he had shit run down the back of his leg, and yeah, swiped two fingers up the back of his leg, put it onto the ruler, and he didn't even flick it at me, he started wiping it on my new Lelly Kellys, and it's just how hurtful is that for the person with the Lelly Kellys? We've just walked to him further down the street. I didn't mean to moan like that. That sounded a bit of a moan, but them people are still sounding there. I think they might be the homeless people on crack. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think about crack? Is it good for the streets?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think we should sell more. I think the government should sell it.
Yeah, should be a public requirement to have at least crack every, I would say like
every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
Yeah.
No school. No homework.
Yeah.
Crack all day.
Yeah.
You have to go, I don't know, what would you do if you had crack?
If I had crack?
Yeah.
I'd probably have some more, or run someone over.
Yeah. If this is one of my future employers, or if this is a college that I'm trying to get into, just digital footprint isn't real. This isn't who I think it is. This is Thomas Hamanki and Ranger Daniel. And it's been a good 16 minutes. I think I've really enjoyed this first episode of the podcast. We'll be doing another one tomorrow. Give us a shout and tell us if you've got any interesting questions to debate. But I think I've got the main question of the night ready here.
I've got one as well.
Okay, you can say yours first, because mine's going to be like the main debate.
Okay. If you had a bag full of animals that you could release anywhere, there's about 150 animals of any choice. What animal would you pick, and where would you release them?
Probably skunks in an asthma health centre. Good on that. This is right. I don't know what's going on tonight, but there's another group of people still at the top of the road, and they're just doing the same thing as the last group of people, but they're different. They've got two dogs, and they're just like looking at each other, and then they just walked off. They're walking in the same direction. So I think something else might start, but aside from that, I'll get into the main question that will be titled this podcast. Are bushes real, do you think?
I don't know. I reckon it's all just lies.
That's what I think.
It's all like lies.
But it's like, it's a bit topsy-turvy, isn't it? Because of like the grass and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, because of the bushes. Have you ever seen a bush in real life?
I haven't, no, actually.
Like, it's always been really tall grass. Bushes aren't real. If there was a bush, there would always be, I don't know, some evil man, the evil bush man. He's just waiting to like grab your ankles, and then he just like tickles you with a leaf until you wet yourself, and then he puts you in like in the middle of the road, and then everybody can see that they wet yourself, and then sort of laughing at you, and it's just not really that cool, is it?
No, not cool.
That's why bringing in a new protest and a new cult. It's not really a cult, it's more of like a group and like a protesting group. Don't change for climate change. That's a new group, and it's just, we go around chopping down trees, burning down forests, hunting animals, and like what else? Littering in the ocean. Littering.
Yeah. Force feeding sloths plastic.
Stealing from children in poverty.
Eating children who are in a dire need for food.
Actually, no.
We get the children who are starving. We get them to eat each other.
What? So are you saying put them into like a big cage in the central of Africa, and you'll just have them all, like, you'll have cameras everywhere.